It's time for your Market Line Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. It's report week this week for cattle. Markets today didn't do too much, but Virginia McGathy says there's going to be a lot to watch as we close out this week in the cattle markets.
Cattle did slip a little bit. The cash market is priced at a $10 discount to futures, and we knew that those markets were going to start to close in and start to catch up a little bit, and that's why the market moved a little bit lower. But keep in mind that this week is really report week, where today we're going to have the cold storage report, on Friday cattle on feed and cattle inventory. So once we start to get these numbers and digest them, we'll get a little bit better idea about market direction. Feeders were mixed. You know, they were kind of lower for a good part of the day, but they were able to gain some steam. There's just added supplies that are expected for the first quarter of 2021, and that's limiting long-term support.
In closing markets, the live cattle futures were a bit weaker yesterday, down 35 cents on the August board to 101.50. Feeder cattle for August up 20 cents to 141.52 and a half. Chicago September wheat futures closed up 6.5 cents to 534 and a half. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 6 cents to 448 and a half. September corn regained most of Tuesday's losses, back up 4.5 cents to 327.5. Class 3 milk yesterday dropped 54 cents, which puts August futures at $22.76. With your MarketLine report, I'm Tim Hammerich. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.